Good morning, and good morning to our buddy Jason Cairns as we start the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, lots to talk about this morning before we get to Colossians 1:10. Starting with our question of the morning is, it's couch potato day, so we're asking a TV-related question, which, by the way, I'll save that. But what was your favorite show on television growing up as a kid?
Oh, man, it probably depends on what the time or how old I was. You know, I was a huge Dukes of Hazzard fan.
Okay.
I love the Dukes of Hazzard. But, you know, later on, I loved Doogie Howser. So I would say that was another one that was a huge thing I really enjoyed probably during my high school years. So that was, you know, I wanted to be a 16-year-old doctor, I guess. But I would have to go with Dukes of Hazzard. I really enjoyed that show.
Okay, so. Yeah. And yesterday was the anniversary of the TV debut of probably, I hear what you're saying. A certain time as a child, it had to be Batman, you know? Adam West and Burt Ward.
Batman. I mean, Adam West.
Yeah.
Yep.
The pot belly there, I mean, it just kind of... It's just not going to be the same if Robert Pattinson doesn't have a little belly, you know, with the new Batman movie coming out. I would say, though, later probably a different theme of probably, you know, like, I mean, the Brady Bunch I liked for a while. I don't know. So.
Yeah, sure.
Friends on set.
That reveals that we're a little bit different generations.
I know it. Exactly. When you talk about it, I'm like, oh, well, I was further along. So I got you by 8 years, 57 to 49.
You do.
All right. Also, I got to say, this whole one-year Bible thing, the year comes around, and you can have different Bible reading plans. For the first time in a while, I picked up one of these that I've had since the late 90s, which it has the Old Testament, the New, and a little Psalms and Proverbs every day. And, you know, day one, you read the whole thing, right? I mean, it's New Year's Day, you're off of work. And pretty quickly, then it's just like, well, I'm going to, I try to start the New Testament and go from there. And then, you know, you do New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs. Then you, for time purposes, you're just doing the New Testament. And then all of a sudden you realize you haven't read it since January 8th and it's January 13th. So.
I used to, people would ask me, you know, what do I do with that when I'm in my Bible reading plan and I'm behind by a few days. I'm like, pick up where. You know, the day you're at now and just keep going, you know, and because I think what can happen sometimes is we get this psychological block of, well, I've got to catch up on 5 days, you know. And,
and the thing is, this is why I love a book, and I don't have it in my hands anymore, but Chap Clark wrote a book called The Performance Illusion, like God doesn't love you based on your performance. Mm-hmm. And I think that to me is what gets in the way.
Right.
It's not just trailing. Like, I don't know. There's something about the way my constitution is that doesn't allow me to do what you just said there. Like, I'm sorry. I can't start with January 13th because God knows I'm on January 9th. And so I need to go back there.
Right.
And so, and play catch up like it's a basketball game where we're down by 20 and read, you know, just read a lot. So anyhow, there we go. Little confession this morning. So, all right. Colossians 1:10 says in the New Living, then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and you will continually do good, kind things for others. All the while, you will learn to know God better and better. I don't know. It might help to know what the background was of that. Prior to that, it said, so we've continued praying for you. We ask God to give you a complete understanding of what he wants you to do. So,
Well, you know, so we'll kind of pick that apart a little bit in Letters to the Beloved. I think, at the beginning of that prayer there that I have in Letters to the Beloved, it says, may they know your will, may it penetrate their minds and hearts so that the fruit of wisdom and understanding grow. Grant them not mere head knowledge, Father, but the kind of knowing that inflames the spirit so that they walk in step with your Son.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good words there. I mean, in terms of, you know, just thinking about, you know, again, Colossians 1, verse 9 yesterday, verse 10 today. But the idea of this spiritual wisdom. And then what's the outflow of that? Again, heavenly minded lives.
Right.
I think Jesus was the most heavenly minded one who ever lived. And then living lives that are honoring and pleasing the Lord, continually doing good and kind things for others. I mean, sounds like a good focus for the day, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, it's we're called to follow Jesus here and now as well, you know, and not just think about heaven in the future, but heaven right here among us and manifesting his love in this world. So
yeah, kingdom people. In fact, how about Jesus people?
Right.
What a segue. That is the title of the Danny Gokey gift offer during January from Wib Incorporated. Jason, we'll wrap up the week tomorrow. Talk to you then. Question of the morning, and Caleb dropped this yesterday on the Wib Facebook page and I think on the Wib Wake Up Show page. But the Wib page, you know, is the big kahuna page. And it's like, what was your favorite TV show as a kid? And we kind of started thinking about this yesterday. It was the anniversary of the debut of Batman, the 60s version. And then also, today's Couch Potato Day. So, you know, thinking about watching television. And some great answers. Kay chooses one that's one of my wife's favorites as a kid. She says, remember this show? The A-Team. Was it George Peppard and Mr. T on that one? Yeah. The A-Team. And some other great answers as well from Heather says Full House and Boy Meets World. We've had a couple of people say that. Linda says we didn't have a TV, so I guess none. And, Sheila, I remember this one. My friend Flicka. She says, yup, I'm old. And then we'll transition from this theme to another, I got to say, of a Peggy Halverson favorite as well. So drop the A-Team. And this one they've actually got a remake of right now. MacGyver on ABC, as the lead actor went from General Hospital to the prime time on MacGyver. And we get that answer this morning from, who said that? MacGyver. Yeah, it was Jeff. Jeff said that. So Bob weighing in, birthday Bob and Packer Bob in Rice Lake. He says, growing up as a youngster, it was Captain Kangaroo with Mr. Green Jeans and the little bunny. Remember all the ping pong balls, too? Yeah, and he says, the program I remember watching as a family that really did together as a family was the Waltons. Listening to all those good nights at the end of the night reminds me of our day with nine other siblings as we emulated them. Wow. That's a big family for sure. Good night, John Boy. Good night, Elizabeth. I remember that. 1970s. Who was here for that? What was your favorite show to watch on television as a kid? Getting all sorts of great answers from folks on our Wib Facebook page from yesterday. A lot of people liked the Walt Disney. And then Pam says Walt Disney and then the show right after about animals. Yeah, Marlon Perkins Wild Kingdom, I think that was. Boy, yeah, that was back in the day. Now, it's interesting because it's Pamela Martin. Wasn't it? I thought I want to say Pamela Sue Martin was the name of the actress who played in the Nancy Drew mysteries that kind of alternated with the Hardy Boys back in the day as well. Anyhow, we've got Aaron says Zaboomafoo. Tyler says Top Gear UK. Kathy with Sky King. And Lori says American Bandstand with Dick Clark on Saturdays. Yeah. On this Couch Potato Day, we're asking you, not currently, but, you know, as a kid, what was your favorite show to watch on television? Let us know. 715-396-1670. We left off on the Wib Facebook page with Lori, who said American Bandstand. Oh, I remember that. Saturdays around noon, right? Yeah. Also, we had Mindy said Full House. Becky's Little House in the Prairie on Monday nights at 7 on NBC. Yeah. Michael Landon and company. Cindy also says Little House on the Prairie, a favorite. Sue, I hear you. Yeah, Brady Bunch with Marcia and Greg and the whole clan. Blended Families never had it as good as the Brady Bunch, right? Lois says, I believe we didn't get our first TV till I was in high school. Another Little House on the Prairie from Linda, and Heather goes with Saturday mornings and Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Lisa, another Little House on the Prairie. That was a favorite for sure, no question about it. All right, I think we've got our buddy in Ladysmith who's going to tell us his favorite television show as a kid.
My favorite TV show when I was a kid was about Pa, Hoss, Adam, Little Joe, as well as Candy and Hop Sing. The show was called Bonanza, the story of these men as they lived and worked on a ranch called the Ponderosa.
So John went in, and I think doing a little Bonanza theme in the background. Way to go, John. Yeah. Got a lot of answers. Caleb rolled this out on the Wib Facebook page and the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page as well. I've been trucking through the answers on the WIB Facebook page where Connie says the Disney Mickey Mouse Club with the original Mouseketeers. Are we talking a Ned Funicello or what? Richard says the Rifleman. Vicky goes back to Quincy with Jack Klugman. Oh, yeah. Medical show. But I'm remembering Jack with Tony Randall on The Odd Couple. Oh, talk about good actors. Cheryl says Hee Haw was her favorite show as a kid. So does Kaya. And Chris Ann says Family Affair. Well, Caleb, having some fun on this couch potato day with people going back to their favorite television show as a kid. And I got to say, going through all the answers in the WIB Facebook page, it seems like Little House on the Prairie maybe is the top one.
Yes, that was a huge favorite one. I remember watching that as well.
Mm-hmm. And but a lot of people, including somebody this morning, Allison in Chippewa Falls, chiming in with this earlier show, The Waltons. Also from 1970s television.
Hi, this is Cheryl from La Crescent. My favorite TV show growing up was Perry Mason, hands down. And I have never changed my mind. It's still the best TV show.
Thank you for that, Cheryl. Yeah, and Raymond Burr, some success. Hard to have it with one television show, much less two. He also later had a show called Ironsides, Caleb, that was pretty successful, too. So,
okay, I hadn't heard of that one. I've heard of Perry Mason. Not sure that I've watched much of that one before, too, but I do love, again, some classic television. Yeah, it's different now. I mean, I know a lot of times now there's almost movie quality level production with some of the shows like Mandalorian and things like that they're making now.
Yeah,
but there's
right.
something about some of those classic shows. I know John mentioned Bonanza and Gunsmoke and, you know, some of those old westerns and things. And a lot of folks mentioned Little House on the Prairie. There's just classic television. Yeah, Maxwell Smart.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody did say Get
by
Smart.
That
yeah.
much.
That's right.
Yeah, so I can truly appreciate some of those classic shows. For me, the classics, when I was growing up, it was, you know, again, we didn't have cable or anything like that. And so we were allowed to watch, I remember, educational shows on PBS if we got our schoolwork done by a certain time. So what was it, like 2:30 would be Reading Rainbow. So that's why LeVar Burton has an enduring place
right.
in my heart, because
absolutely.
I love, take a look, it's in a book. It's Reading Rainbow.
And
you don't have to take my
so.
Word for it.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and deservedly so, yeah.
So yeah, those shows would be, Reading Rainbow would have been an enduring mm-hmm. favorite. I might have to say my favorite television show as a kid, though, was Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Ah, yeah.
And I just watched that movie, and it was so nostalgic mm-hmm. and moving.
Tom Hanks
did
yeah,
a
right.
wonderful job. And also, I know he's gotten kind of political, but Bill Nye the Science Guy,
uh-huh.
when, you know, he'd, you know, there'd be the Bill Nye the Science Guy, and then Bill, science rules. Like, I love that show as well, too. When he showed how big the sun was, he had this amazing, huge, clear, inflatable, like, beach ball, and then he had these little marbles to show the scale of the Earth. And then he was like, so this is the Earth compared to the sun. And then thousands and thousands of these little marble Earths went into the sun. I still remember that to view just how big our sun is compared to the planet Earth. Anyway, I learned a lot. So those are my shows.
A commonality, though, of maybe all of those is using television well. Like, to entertain, sports and news. But I think whether it was Reading Rainbow, Mr. Rogers, Bill Nye, I mean, using the medium of television to serve a good purpose, you know?
Yeah, and I think, again, PBS has done an excellent job of that with some of their kids' programming through the years. And, again, I'm not always a fan of some of the newest things. Caillou can just stay by the wayside. But, you know, and that's when my kids want to watch stuff, I think, man, it was better when I was growing
up.
Right. But, you know, Zoom, that was a great show as well, too. So a lot of my childhood television watching was probably PBS.
Yeah. And some other answers. Ron says Roy Rogers.
Oh.
Michelle says loved Saturday morning cartoons. There were a lot of great ones. Rolanda says my three sons. We're going back away with Fred McMurray.
Okay.
I remember she says Gunsmoke. Yeah, I remember my dad watching that on Monday nights with Matt Dillon. And she also says the whole family watching The Waltons, Little House on the Prairie. Do we have shows like that the whole family gets together and watches?
Well,
it seems less common.
We watched The Book of Boba Fett last night.
Yeah, okay. But, well, as a family, there you go. So Anyhow, we'd love to know what was your favorite show as a kid. Let us know, 715-396-1670. But still remember, radio rules, okay?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
And asking you this morning, what was your favorite television show as a kid? It's Couch Potato Day, and so we're having some fun with that. And Jen in Chippewa Falls said, The Addams Family. And more recent iterations on the silver screen, right?
Yeah. Wasn't there another movie that just came out recently? But this theme is iconic. It even is. If you grew up in a slightly different era like I did, you know the theme.
You do.
And the little finger snaps.
You do. And you cannot mention The Addams Family without also mentioning another kind of companion-related show. The Munsters. And Herman Munster.
There you go.
Fred Gwynn. Oh, so good. So anyhow, what was your favorite television show as a kid? 715-396-1670. We're having a ton of fun with the themes. Are themes still a thing for television shows with all the streaming things? It doesn't seem like it.
I think they are to a certain extent because, again, we watch Disney Plus shows, but there's certain themes just... And again, sitcoms, The Office, Parks and Recreation, they all have very iconic themes.
Okay.
And some of them I truly, truly enjoy. Others, you can hit that little skip intro button. And
then
you can, my kids don't always have the patience to watch the whole theme or listen to it at least.
All right, having a lot of fun with our question in the morning. What was your favorite television show as a kid? And Caleb was born in 87, so I'm taking him back to 1970s and saying... The Wonderful World of Disney, Sunday nights at 6, and I think this is where the whole Heidi game came in because NBC had broke away from the Jets-Raiders game thinking it was over in the late 60s. It wasn't, and the result changed, but they went to Heidi.
Great movie.
So. Yeah, right, it was. And so a great story. And so we're hearing some from folks on the listener line. Dan the Trucker, always a great day when Dan the Trucker from Janesville is in our neck of the woods with his journey to Rice Lake, and... He breaks it down, Caleb. He's like, cartoons, his favorite were He-Man and the Transformers. In middle school, the A-Team, Airwolf, and Knight Rider. High school, he went with Star Trek, The Next Generation, and SNL. And says, I wasn't a believer as a child.
Well, and here's the thing, though, Dan. So we know through high school, but what about post-high school? What about now, too? So again, as a kid, but I'm just curious for you. Everybody else, we still want to know what you liked as a kid. But since Dan was so extensive, I want to know, what do you like now? How'd your taste change or stay the same, buddy?
All right, and Tom and Jerry and Scooby-Doo says, Hannah.
My favorite show when I was growing up as a kid was Dukes of Hazzard.
And he's not alone. Other people have said Dukes of Hazzard. I think maybe Friday nights on CBS was a popular one.
Hi, this is Steve. You can't forget about some of the good shows also, like Lassie and Flipper. And then you got Gomer Pyle and MASH. I just died calling in and tell you that. Thanks.
All right, naming a lot of the shows there, yeah. Gomer Pyle, Jim Neighbors, and it was an iconic, golly, Sergeant Carter. So that was just kind of the way certain sayings would just become known on that show, right? Fonzie with his A on Happy Days. Happy Days was a great show.
Yeah, we haven't had that theme yet. No. I don't know if anyone's mentioned Happy Days. And so many of these shows, I'm thankful for TV Land and such.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have, again, we didn't have cable growing up, but my grandparents did, my Grandpa Byers, my grandpa and grandma. And so that was one of the things, especially at Grandpa Byers' house, we would watch TV Land and see some of those classic shows. And so Andy Griffith and I Love Lucy and all of those. Yeah, it wasn't necessarily my era, but I loved watching them. And then it was probably the Sci-Fi Channel, the original Star Trek.
Yep.
William Shatner is the man because he was an action hero with a dad bod. And that gives me hope now
mid-30s. Just like the Adam West yesterday with Batman. Betsy from Evenings on the line here. She wants to answer the question. What was her
Betsy.
Favorite TV show as a kid? Hi, Betsy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so I used to have to, run... the house after I got off the bus to catch Gilligan's Island.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite character on Gilligan's Island?
Oh, don't ask me.
Well, because I just think of... What was that?
Oh, you go ahead.
I was just going to say Thurston Howell the Third is just a classic for me.
Yeah. Jim Backus.
Okay. As a little girl, probably Ginger.
Ginger?
You know, she had all the sparkly dresses, and you know, but I loved Marianne too, and Gilligan, and my favorite episode has to be where they find the radioactive vegetables.
Wow.
I don't remember that one.
I don't remember that one. I'll have to look for the radioactive. What's that?
It was the best one, and they could all have superpowers by eating the vegetables.
Wow.
That's a classic show.
No question.
A three-hour tour. I think I might need to take 3 hours and watch some reruns of Gilligan's Island. Thanks for calling, Betsy.
We'll catch you for evenings tonight, 6 until 11. Longer than 3 hours. Actually, Betsy gets 5 hours.
The tiny ship was tossing. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost.
All right, getting some more answers. Your favorite television show as a kid and... my correction, Dan in Rice Lake. That was not Dan the trucker from Janesville, but different Dan. Love this Dan, too. We were at the same men's conference back in June, and you challenged him, Caleb, going beyond cartoons, middle school, high school. How about today? He's like the Chosen by far, his favorite show, and Scorpion, I guess.
Yeah. And we heard from Cliff from Spooner, and he gave us a whole laundry list of shows he loved as a kid. He said cartoons, Wally Gator, Looney Tunes, and Speed Racer. TV shows, he said best theme music, too, for these. Bonanza, Starsky and Hutch, Little House, and, of course, Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Yes, yes.
It says Marlon Perkins and Jim Fowler. I'm going to have to update my reference book so I understand that one a little bit more. But then he continues, says Batman, Bewitched, and Gilligan's Island were staples too, as well as All in the Family. I just kind of get the impression that maybe TV now isn't as good as it used to be. Certainly not as family friendly.
It's different. It's different. And again, I think you were telling me recently, with all the streaming, there's so many shows.
Yeah, it's amazing how many shows are only on streaming platforms. And you can't get every single streaming platform, too. I mean, maybe you pick one or two, but...
You got to live a life, too. But what about Leave It to Beaver?
Oh.
We're going way back with, you know, Wally Wash Behind Your Ears and the whole deal and...
June Cleaver.
One of the great TV moms of all time, June Cleaver.
Right? I mean, just how she put up with those boys.
I know it.
Here's the story.
Yeah, the Brady Bunch. A number of people have said that. Favorite television show as a kid.
Yeah, and again, we're asking that question on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page, on the main WWIB Radio Facebook page, but we love hearing it in your own voice, in your own words, at 715-396-1670. You can text, but leaving a voicemail is even better. 715-396-1670. What was your favorite TV show as a kid as we walk down memory lane?
Now, let me just say about this, that I think one of the things that TV's tried to do, right, and just like they are, they've tried to be more realistic, like, this was like the perfect blended family. I mean, maybe occasionally the boys would put a spider in Marsha's room or something, but by and large, right, I mean, this blended family, they got along better than any.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it could be a little idealistic, but maybe it's just a, you know, a goal, right?
Yes,
you know?
It offered hope. Go ahead.
Has anyone mentioned Mary Tyler Moore yet?
No, they haven't.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that bears mentioning. But from the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page, again, the question, as a kid, what was your favorite television show? Sherry says, I really liked watching Captain Kangaroo.
Uh-huh. And also, and she's not alone. Others have said that. And Mr. Green Jeans, and then the tennis ball, ping pong balls was a big thing. Anyhow, Tammy says her favorite television show, she says, was a kid too many. She said, we watched Little House and Waltons together as a family. Also, Sunday nights, The Wonderful World of Disney, we played that theme. She says, with my great-grandmother, I used to stay overnight at her house on Saturday nights, and we always watched The Lawrence Welk Show and The Carol Burnett Show, which was very funny. And Conway.
You touched on, I love Tim Conway, Apple Dumpling Gang,
the movie.
Oh, man, he's
just classic.
I think you mentioned this earlier, and it bears repeating. Some of these shows where Tammy just mentioned, we watch it as a family.
Uh-huh.
Now, I mean, again, there's so many options, and so many times we have the smaller screens, the different screens, everybody has their own thing. But shows that you can watch together as a family, parents and kids, everybody's entertained, and something that you can watch together and not be blushing about as well, too, where it's like, I don't know that my kids should be watching this. I appreciate some of the good, clean entertainment that we used to have, and there's still some out there. There still is, maybe just not quite as prolific as before. Lori says, I enjoyed watching Get Smart. Yes, classic. Carol Burnett Show, Brady Bunch. I'm not familiar with this. Maybe you are. Petticoat Junction.
I am, yeah.
What was that?
I don't know a lot of
Western
details. So some sisters. There was a train. I don't know.
Okay.
I can tell you.
Lori, maybe expound on that.
Tammy also says, after school, I always loved watching the Mickey Mouse Club, Tom and Jerry, On Saturday mornings, I watch cartoons, of course, Looney Tunes. Oh, you can't beat those.
Yes.
And American Bandstand's gotten mentioned a couple of times. And this is going to transition because she says on Sundays after church, we'd watch Davy and Goliath when we had lunch. This was like claymation. Really good stuff.
Really?
Oh, no, it's excellent. Look up, you can find it, I'm sure, on YouTube, Davy and Goliath claymation. But that brings up David and Goliath. I remember this from early morning television in Milwaukee. You would have Max, the 2,000-year-old mouse. I found this one about David and Goliath. Please drop that. Go ahead. I don't know if this is going out. It's only going out on the left channel. Now it is. Now we got. But anyhow, it's this little mouse that pops up in a historical setting. So we'll just leave it at that.
Well,
anyhow.
And the thing is, so a little mouse that pops up in a historical setting.
And he kind of teaches the history of it.
And that brings me to what Cassie said on the WWIB radio Facebook page in answer to what was your favorite TV show as a kid. She said Wishbone.
Uh-huh.
And you weren't familiar with Wishbone, but that was another PBS show that I grew up with. And that was a dog, Wishbone Jack Russell Terrier, I believe. And he would show up in great works of literature as one of the characters.
Huh, nice.
And again, kind of help you understand that, maybe abridged versions. But Wishbone, great show.
There were some kids. I remember these kids' books. There were Bible stories, and it was like Alice. And Alice would pop into the different Bible story. And somehow that makes it, I don't know, it personalizes it for the kids. One of the things, my kids are 16 to 21 right now. I totally miss, like, reading to my kids, like, before bed.
Yeah.
And I know when it can say that. I mean, if you're in that stage, you're like, yeah, really? Because getting your kids to bed is just a big task. But please embrace that and enjoy that.
Chronicles of Narnia, I would highly recommend reading it aloud.
Yeah.
So we're up to The Horse and His Boy. We need to start that this week. So.
Now, isn't it bonding, though? It's fantastic. Book I recommend, Jim Trelease, past guest on Focus in the Family, the new Read Aloud Handbook. Outstanding. One of the best things you can do for your kids. Read to them.
Good morning. I also really loved the Saturday Night Mystery movies. Where they used to rotate between Columbo, McCloud, and McMillan and Wife, and eventually they added Quincy to that. I love Columbo. That was my absolute favorite. I bounced between Quincy and Columbo. But, yeah, Peter Falk, he was great.
I'm going to just make a slight correction. It was Sunday nights. Small thing, but I guess. And so, yeah, it's interesting because it would be, yeah, Columbo, and then another time, McCloud was Dennis Weaver. My dad enjoyed watching these. And then McMillan and Wife, I want to say Susan St. James. Rock Hudson, I think, was part of that whole deal. And so she's a big Quincy fan. Vicky had mentioned Quincy earlier with Jack Klugman. But I didn't realize they added Quincy to that particular. I knew it had its own place. Some more great answers to our question on this Couch Potato Day. What was your favorite television show to watch as a kid? 715-396-1670. Caleb Kelly says Saved by the Bell and The Cosby Show.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly, for responding up there in Phillips.
Just a little bit of Saved by the Bell. This was a Saturday morning show, right? I thought it was.
I don't know.
I think it was. That's what I'm going to go with. If I'm wrong, correct me. But I think this was a Saturday morning show like on NBC.
Yeah, I never watched Saved by the Bell. Cosby's, though, for sure. I watched that from time to time growing up. I think we've talked about it before. Has anyone mentioned I Love Lucy? Because, again, some of these shows I didn't watch growing up, but then watched later and thoroughly enjoyed. And, of course, with I Love Lucy, the iconic episode has to be The Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be.
But, again, there were other ones. And they've got this new movie now on Amazon Prime, right, Being the Ricardos. I've been wanting to see, haven't seen it yet. So if you've seen that, let me know, 396-1670.
Another classic TV show that I don't know has been mentioned yet as we ask here on this Couch Potato Day on the WIB Wake Up Show. What was your favorite TV show as a kid? How about the Dick Van Dyke Show?
Mm-hmm.
Again, very iconic opening. Lots of different episodes. The one that sticks out to me, again, probably watching this on TV Land at my Grandpa Byers' house, would be the one where Dick goes skiing and sprains his body. And so Mary Tyler Moore, his wife, told him, "You're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt." She's like, "I love you, but you're a klutz. You're going to get hurt."
Uh-huh.
And so then he's trying to hide from his wife the fact that he sprained his entire body while skiing. It was really great.
You know, you talking about that makes me want to go back and, like, watch old episodes of that. That was a... I mean, he does physical comedy so well right in the open, right? Tripping over the ottoman.
Yes.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, and again, just kind of that swing band feel with the. Mm-hmm. We talked about themes because, again, we're in an audio world, and so many of these themes, yeah, it's TV shows, but you hear the theme, and
right.
it transports you back to maybe simpler time when you were watching those.
He was a sketch writer for a television show, Maury Amsterdam, and Carl Reiner was on that. It was great, great, great stuff. Cody names many, many shows. He did agree with you, though, in terms of one of them that you had mentioned. Trying to think of where that was. Anyhow, I thought there was Bill Nye got mentioned again.
Sure.
Bill Nye got mentioned. Lisa in Whitehall saying, in terms of the Brady Bunch, which we have mentioned, and some longer answers from other listeners maybe that we can't get to.
I mean, and if we've missed one so far, let us know. WIB Listener Line, WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page, WWIB Radio Facebook page, if there's one we haven't mentioned yet. Hogan's Heroes, uh-huh. There's one that jumps out that I do not think that we have mentioned yet. Hogan's
yeah.
Heroes with just Sergeant Schultz.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know nothing.
There you go. Yeah, for sure. And also, a thank you to Carol. She mentions... That her kids are 13 and 16, and she says, Mark, I still read to my 13 and 16-year-olds at bedtime. They're never too old, and the benefits are just as good.
Exactly. I Dream of Jeannie is another one, too, we were talking about off the air. Mm-hmm. But, I Dream of Jeannie, and then Shelley from Chautauqua mentions Lassie. I think that was one we had mentioned earlier, too. Yeah, so some classic TV shows brought to the fore.